Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, an app. Absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups and by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Bitcoin ETF is all the rage. Investors feel mainstream adoption is on the horizon. Lawmakers also voted to set guidelines on when crypto firms should register with their Commodity Future Trading Commission or the Securities Exchange Commission. While this is good news, ETF only gives you exposure to crypto, not direct ownership. The whole point of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is to directly own an asset with finite supply outside of any government influence. My Digital Money can help you with that. With My Digital Money, you own your crypto whether you invest in a crypto IRA or with a standard trade account. Remember, it's important to diversify your portfolio when it comes to crypto investment. Direct ownership is important. Don't get caught up in the excitement the media is stirring. Nothing beats owning your crypto, and nothing beats investing in crypto through My Digital Money. Not only are you able to invest using a crypto IRA and standard trading account in one platform, you also have the assurance of your asset being put in a trust. No matter what happens with My Digital Money, your crypto is safe. So if you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3297. And today's date is March 4th, 2024. And the title of the episode is Trump, we want a landslide that is too big to rig. Deep State, your move. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, the more they do, the worse it gets for them. Because what are they showing the people? They are showing the people their true agenda. And the people, they understand who's responsible for this. And they understand their agenda and their mission to move us into the Great Reset. The Green News scam does not work and does not benefit for the people. The other thing that the people are now seeing is that, wow, look at this. The fiat currency is losing value every single day. The buying power of this currency is decreasing, and the buying power of alternative currencies is increasing. And the people are seeing this very, very clearly. And they're also seeing the same exact people, all the heads of the central banks, the corrupt politicians, the fake news, all going after the alternative currencies. It started with gold when we had Ron Paul going after Bernanke, letting him know, like, hey, why do you keep gold? Why does the central bank still buy gold? And the head of the central bank at the time said, listen, we just buy it because it's something that we've been doing, and people don't use it today because it's not really money, it's a barbarous relic. Now, we all know that's completely and utterly false, and we know the private West central banks, they continually purchase gold because why? Because they know their paper money is absolutely worthless, and in the end, it will be worthless. So once again, everything the deep state has been trying to do and fighting against gold, fighting now against Bitcoin, it's all going to fail. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the Green News scam, because this is not going the way the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum thought it was going to go. And what we're seeing is the people are moving away from the EV market. People are starting to realize that, yes, these cars, they're okay to have, but you should also have a choice. No one should mandate that this is the only type of automobile or any type of vehicle that you should be using. Because again, it doesn't go that far. It doesn't work that well. And it takes a very long time to charge. And people are starting to understand and realize that these lithium batteries, which are actually created out in China and many other places except here in the United States, they catch on fire. And what we're seeing in New York right now, we're seeing fires by lithium ion batteries. And these are from the e-bikes. And the New York Fire Department is letting everyone know that, yes, we're seeing an increase in fires because of these bicycles. So these lithium ion batteries used in e-bikes and other electronic mobility devices are now a leading cause of fires in New York City, following their popularity surging during the pandemic's delivery boom. The Fire Department New York Chief Fire Marshal Daniel Floyd says that fires related to lithium ion batteries have gone up nearly ninefold since the pandemic, with more blazes related to the batteries happening in the last 2 months than in all of 2019. And we could see as cities start to move to these e-bikes, move to EVs, we're going to see a lot more of this. Now, once again, there's no problem with solar power. There's no problem with EVs, but it shouldn't be mandatory. Just like vaccines should not be mandatory. If you want to be protected, go ahead. If you want to use an electric vehicle, go ahead. But it shouldn't be mandatory for the entire population. And the government should not be telling us what we must use. And this is the only thing we need to use. Trump completely pushes back on the entire electrical vehicle mandate. And during his rally out in Virginia, he let everyone know that he's going to terminate Biden's electrical vehicle mandate. Take a listen to what he said here.
On day one, I will terminate Crooked Joe's ridiculous electric vehicle mandate. It's so ridiculous. They're wonderful, but they don't go far. They're too expensive. And you know, I'm leading Michigan by 14 points. You know why? The auto workers love me. Because I'm going to bring auto workers back. They're not going to Mexico. They're not going to China. And they know that the electric vehicle mandate, they know that that whole thing with electric vehicles, they're all going to be built in China because they have all the minerals and materials for them, and we don't. But we do have a thing called gasoline at a level that nobody has.
And if you listen to it, it's the mandate. It's not saying he's getting rid of all electric vehicles. He's saying the people should have a right to choose. No one should mandate anything. And I think the people now are starting to understand this, and they're starting to realize, hey, look, these things that they've been pushing at us, even though there's no demand for it, they don't work as advertised. And people are starting to understand this, just like people are starting to understand that the economy's breaking down. And by raising the minimum wage doesn't really fix the problem. Actually, it's just a Band-Aid fix, and you need to go back to the source of the problem, just like with any disease. Yes, you can control the disease with medicine. You can mask the symptoms with medicine, but you need to go to the source of why did this disease happen, what's making it occur, and how can I cure this? The same thing with the private Western Central Bank and the entire economic system today. You need to go back to why do we have inflation? Why do we need the minimum wage? Why do we have these problems in this country? And when you do that, you always end up at the private Western Central Bank system. And we can see the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're going to continually raise the minimum wage forever because the system does not work in the end. And you can see out in California, this is biting Newsom on the butt here because, remember, he said, listen, we're going to make the minimum wage $20 an hour. And of course, those people that donated to his campaign, like Panera, who has, you know, one individual has a lot of chains out there, Newsom decided to exempt Panera from this. Now, people are calling on each other to boycott Panera Bread. So this is not working in their favor. This is hurting them. But again, these minimum wage increases, it's not going to help because what's going to happen over a couple of years, actually, now the time span is getting shorter and shorter. What's going to happen is you're going to need another minimum wage in a year or two. And people are going to be like, okay, let's raise it again. And you know what companies do? They don't keep everyone employed. They get rid of people. They automate. And this doesn't help the people whatsoever. But you could see Bidenomics is definitely not working for the people. And it's a complete and utter disaster. And CNN is actually letting everyone know that, yes, the internals, the thing that people are feeling every single day, it's not helping them. It's hurting them. And again, this is something that they can't hide. Yes, they can make the market go up. They can keep that illusion alive. They can manipulate the numbers. They can say inflation is great. The unemployment numbers are fantastic. But when people go out every day and they go to work, they spend money on food, they pay their rent or their mortgage, they pay their insurance, they pay their... People understand when things are breaking down. And this is something that they can't hide. And right now, the cost of living is still way too high for Americans. And it's not going to go down because, again, inflation is cumulative. It's going to continually move up. But don't worry. The CEOs of these corporations, they have a solution for everyone. And the CEO of Kellogg's is letting everyone know that maybe people should eat more cereal. It's more affordable during economic tough times. Now, again, this is all, most of the cereal's crap. It's all sugar, chemicals, and things like that. And of course, this is what they want you to eat. And soon, what are they going to do? Tell you to eat bugs? Seems like we're heading in that way. Now, since people are being laid off right now and the tax receipts aren't coming in, we know what's going to happen. The loan shark, which is the Federal Reserve, they're going to take their enforcers and they're going to go after the people because they need to collect. Go back to the time of kings and queens. When they didn't have money in their coffers, what did they do? They said, we need more of this. Where are we going to get it? Let's go back to the people. They need to pay us more, so we're going to tax them more. And eventually what happens is they tax the people into oblivion, and the people can't take it anymore. That's exactly what's happening right now. Right now, the IRS is going to retrieve potentially hundreds of millions of dollars from Americans who failed to file their tax returns. So they're going to go after everyone who has incomes over $400,000. You really think it's going to stop there? Because once they get that money, or if they can get it, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to drop the amount. They're going to go after everyone in the end, because in the end, they're going to realize with all these layoffs that are happening, we just don't have the money to keep the government going. And if they don't have the money to keep the government going and to pay back the Federal Reserve, what do you got to do? You got to send out the enforcers and you got to have them collect the funds. Why do you think they wanted the IRS agents armed? Why do you think they wanted 87,000 IRS agents? Because when the system breaks down, this is what you see. But don't worry, while the IRS agents are going after all the Americans, what do we have? Well, we have the Biden administration doing what? Helping all those people that are coming into this country illegally, giving them food, giving them clothing, giving them transportation, a home, actually even giving them money. John Beshan put this out on X and said, Biden's State Department providing travel loans to illegal aliens around the world through UN's IOM, U.S. Refugee Admission Program. They're interest-free loans to aliens to pay for travel to the U.S. Then they never collect the loan payments. So while the IRS is coming after every single American, what are we going to have? We're going to have the illegals getting free money. Does that make any sense? I think the people realize that this makes no sense. But don't worry. The resident is very concerned about what is happening, and he's going to go after corporations. Remember when the fuel prices were going up? We had Newsom and Biden saying, oh, it's because of the oil companies. They're gouging the prices. When the food prices are going up and they're still going up and they're starting to shrink the products, they're going after the manufacturers and the grocery stores to let everyone know it's because of them. It is their fault. Now the resident has turned his sights onto the food delivery app to order a meal. And he's letting everyone know that they're the ones who are gouging the prices. It's called drip pricing. It's not because of me and my policies where inflation is continually moving up because it's cumulative. It's because of everyone else. Well, again, go back to the source of the problem. Companies, they're going to do what when an economy breaks down? They're going to charge more. They're going to shrink their products. This is what happens when the economic system breaks down, and this is what happens when there are certain policies that cause this. And as the policies cause this, you cannot stop it. It just continues and continues and continues, and it gets worse and worse as time goes on. And this is what the American people are noticing. The people understand that Biden is a complete and utter liar. They understand that Bidenomics doesn't work. And every time he points the finger at everyone else, all the different corporations, people realize this is getting ridiculous. You're blaming everyone else except for what you've been doing. And the people, they understand this. Plus, the people understand that people are being laid off. Inflation's still here. Fuel prices are still going up. And banks, well, they're crashing. The Kobisi letter on X put this out and said, U.S. regional bank stock, New York Community Bank down negative 66%. Valley National Bank down negative 26%. Metropolitan Bank down negative 26%. Harbor One down negative 18%. Zion down 15%. Western Alliance down 13%. Commercial Bank down 12%. And the list goes on and on and on, which tells you everything you need to know. But again, the entire economic system is completely and utterly out of control. We're at the end of the private Western Central Bank. And as we're at the end, the debt's going to increase like we've never seen before. Inflation's going to increase like we've never seen before, which means everything is going to increase like we've never seen before. And what happens with the rates moving up, the federal government, they will not be able to pay the interest on the debt. And the debt keeps moving up. It doesn't stop, which means it's going to get worse and worse, which means the IRS is going to have to look for more and more money. Because when people are being laid off, what happens? The tax receipts dry up. Are you going to see it this year? No, you'll probably see it next year. Because if all the layoffs are happening right now, when do you see this? The next tax season. Genevieve Roekdechter put this out and said, U.S. debt rises 1 trillion 100 days. The U.S. national debt is rising 1 trillion every 100 days, according to Bank of America. They estimate it will take just 95 days for the debt to climb to 35 trillion from 34 trillion compared to the 92 days it took to grow to 33 trillion from 32 trillion. This is making debt debasement trades attractive like Bitcoin and gold, says Bank of America. This doesn't end well. Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're seeing. As the debt continually increases, what are we seeing? We're seeing gold move up. We're seeing Bitcoin move up. That doesn't mean they're not going to come down, but they will move up to new highs. And yes, they'll probably drop because what do the central bankers have to do? They have to try to manipulate it one way or another. And I do believe that most likely these will probably come down. But again, are they going to drop to zero? Are they going to go back to it? No, they will drop. And of course, what are they going to do? The fake news is going to do. What is everyone going to do? Oh my God, look at this. See, it's all dropping. It's all reversing. No, it's going from their high down a little bit. That's it. But we see gold is moving up again. The Kobisi letter put this out on X and said, gold prices just jumped above $2,100 an ounce for the first time since December 4th, 2023. It's also now just 2% away from a new all-time high, even as Fed rate cuts are delayed. Recent weakness in the U.S. dollar has propelled gold prices. And that's absolutely right. And I do believe when the private West Central Bank completely and utterly loses control, what do you think is going to happen to alternative currency? I think they're going to skyrocket. And I think we're already seeing signs of this. Now, I'm not saying it's going to skyrocket today. But again, when they start to lose control, what happens? People rush into the alternative currencies. They move up. People see this. More people want to join in. And then what does the private West Central Bank do? Well, they got to try to control the entire situation. So again, they're probably going to use the paper markets and the gold market to bring the price down. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see massive sell-offs in Bitcoin and people take their profit and you might see Bitcoin move down a little bit. But let's go back a couple of days, because we had all these central bankers, and one of them is the head of the ECB, Christine Lagarde. She said the following: the ECB only 11 days ago, Bitcoin is worthless and will fall to zero. Today, Bitcoin hit an all-time high. Do you think the central bankers like Bitcoin? Absolutely not. Why? Because they cannot control it. Now, the Kobisi letter noticed something very interesting about Bitcoin, and it says Bitcoin now has a market cap of $1.3 trillion as it is officially up 300% from its 2022 low. If Bitcoin was a company, it would be the eighth largest public company in the world. The market cap of Bitcoin is equivalent to the market cap of Meta. In just 6 months, the total market cap of all cryptocurrencies has doubled. Since the 2022 low, the total market cap of all cryptocurrencies has tripled. It's official, crypto and Bitcoin are here to stay. Absolutely. And again, everyone that's worried about, like, oh, if the internet goes out, then you can't use electronic currency. Well, when you really look at Bitcoin and the way it was designed, it still can function even if it doesn't have the internet. It can still also, the gold market with physical gold and physical silver, that can still operate without the internet. What has a problem operating is the private West Central Bank system, because all their banks, they have a major, major problem. Now, yes, can you use paper currency? Of course, but most people don't have paper currency. So if the internet goes down, it's really going to affect the private West Central Bank system. Think about that for a second. So Vivek put this out and asked Google a question: can Bitcoin be stopped? And this is what Google replied. To even have a chance to stop Bitcoin, every government in the world would have to successfully coordinate simultaneously to shut down the entire internet everywhere and then keep it off forever. Even in that improbable scenario, the Bitcoin network can be communicated over radio signals and mesh networks. That's interesting. So do you think they will try this? I do believe so. They will probably try to scare the people, saying, look, alternative currencies aren't good. We need to move into something else. And I do believe in the end, this is what they're going to try to do. But in the end, it's going to fail, because think about it. Bitcoin was designed to work without the internet. Gold, physical silver is designed to work without the internet. And what does that mean? It means you can have these currencies. The banking system, well, that's a whole different story. Yes, they can run on generators, but again, if the internet is down, the banks cannot communicate. You don't have your app. They don't work over radio signals. They don't work without it. So this will be very, very difficult. Yes, you can go into the bank and try to get cash, but if everyone does that, the banks just don't have the cash to give you. So I do believe the private West Central Bank system, they will probably try something like this, probably like a cyber attack, a coordinated effort between all the governments to bring down the internet. Isn't that interesting? And I do believe they will try this very, very close to the presidential election as we're approaching war. And I do believe this is how they're going to try to make their case to move into their new system. But again, this is going to completely and utterly fail, because the people, they're not going to go along with it. And Trump is letting everyone know that once he is voted into office, which I do believe he will be, we're going to throw out Bidenomics and we will reinstate MAGAnomics. And I do believe MAGAnomics is going to be even better than it was back in 2016 to 2020. I do believe he's going to take it to the next level, and everything's prepared and ready for this. And yes, I do believe he'll be able to take this economy that's completely and utterly failing, that we're in a recession, that there was a cyber attack. I do believe by drilling, by getting rid of the private West Central Bank, having the people create their own currency and going back to the Constitution, I do believe this economy is going to thrive like we've never seen before. And I do believe he has everything ready and prepared to go. And again, he's bringing the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum down this path. And as they keep moving down this path, I do believe this is a trap for the central bank, for the World Economic Forum. And once they enter this trap, there'll be no escape from it, which means once the United States moves away from the private Western central bank because of all of this, the rest of the world is going to follow, and the rest of the world is going to basically destroy the private Western central bank system. Because once the world decides we no longer want to be in your illusionary economic system, that's when the central bank ceases to exist. And I do believe we are headed in that direction, and it's approaching very, very quickly. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, an app. Absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Bitcoin ETF is all the rage. Investors feel mainstream adoption is on the horizon. Lawmakers also voted to set guidelines on when crypto firms should register with their Commodity Future Trading Commission or the Securities Exchange Commission. While this is good news, ETF only gives you exposure to crypto, not direct ownership. The whole point of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is to directly own an asset with finite supply outside of any government influence. My Digital Money can help you with that. With My Digital Money, you own your crypto whether you invest in a crypto IRA or with a standard trading account. Remember, it's important to diversify your portfolio when it comes to crypto investment. Direct ownership is important. Don't get caught up in the excitement the media is stirring. Nothing beats owning your crypto, and nothing beats investing in crypto through My Digital Money. Not only are you able to invest using a crypto IRA and standard trading account in one platform, you also have the assurance of your asset being put in a trust. No matter what happens with My Digital Money, your crypto is safe. So if you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are losing left and right. They just lost the Supreme Court ruling where they were trying to get Trump off the ballot. And again, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously, 9-0, saying that the states don't have the ability to do this. And think about what they've been trying to do, and at every turn, it's been failing. Which means the deep state players, they're going to ramp up their attacks on Trump. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they already know this is coming. And what's very interesting, during Trump's rally, what did Trump do? He told the people, this is how we have to win the election. We have to win by a landslide because we need to make sure that the landslide is too big to rig. Think about this for a second. Go back to 2020. Did Trump have a lot of people back then vote for him? Absolutely. 70 to 80 million people? Absolutely. This time around, do you think the numbers are going to be even larger? Yes. So the deep state players, they can either cheat in the election and try to beat him with the number of people in this country, or when they realize that, wait a minute, the landslide is coming. Remember, they have completely different polls. They have their internal polls that they've been watching. They know what's happening right now. They know that everything is building. I do believe this is why Trump came out with this, saying, listen, we need to make this too big to rig, because he already is looking at the polls. He knows that he has the people. So I do believe he's actually pushing the deep state players down the path. Now, if they pick option number one, where they're going to try to cheat in the elections, most likely they won't be able to do it. They won't be able to shut down the elections like they did last time. They will not have enough ballots. They just won't be able to pull it off because, again, it won't even make sense at this point. So if they follow that, Trump most likely and the people will win the election. They'll try to cheat, but they won't be able to pull this off. The other option, I do believe, and this is where I do believe Trump is trying to push them down towards, is actually trying to stop the election. Because once again, they have two options here. They can either try to cheat and Trump wins, or they postpone it. Because remember, the name of the game is to stay in power. So when they look at their internal polls and they say, holy crap, look at this, America is with him. There's no way we're going to be able to pull this off this time. We don't have COVID. We don't have disease X. We don't have anything like that this time around. So if we can't cheat in the election, what are we going to do? Yes, we can continually indict him. We can throw him into prison. We could try to convince the people that this is not the guy. He's ineligible to run for president. But again, this is all going to fail because everything they've done has worked in the opposite way. More people come to the side of Trump. So is this strategy in the end going to work? Absolutely not. Is the cheating strategy in the end going to work? Absolutely not. Now, if they go ahead and they decide to have the elections and they try to cheat, well, I do believe this time around it will be too big to rig. So I don't believe the deep state players are going to even go down this path. Yes, they will give it their best shot. They will say, yes, we are having the elections. They will continually push the indictments, they will try to convict. I wouldn't even be surprised if they try to make a hit on Trump, because remember, they're going to become more and more desperate as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Think about it. They tried to remove him from the ballot. It didn't work. They're going to try to remove immunity. And I believe no matter which way they move on this, it's going to fail. And even if they throw him in prison, this is going to fail. So they're running out of options, and when they become more and more desperate, yes, they can try to assassinate him. But again, I don't believe that is going to work. I do believe he's protected by the military, and military intelligence knows what they're going to try to do. Now, if they do make an attempt, this is going to be game over for the deep state players, because once the people see this, they're going to realize, holy crap, they're now trying to take him out and trying to kill him? So this guy is going up against the establishment. The establishment is trying to stop him. And look what they've done. They've indicted him. They've tried to remove him from the ballot. They tried to maybe convict him. Maybe they throw him in jail. They tried to assassinate him. What do you think the people are going to see here? They're going to see a tyrannical government going after this guy with everything that they have, and everything that they tried to do has completely and utterly failed. So if everything has failed and they can't cheat, even with the change of batter, I mean, they're going to have to try that too, which we know it's coming. This is also going to fail. So I do believe in the end, and I do believe this is why Trump from the very, very beginning said, we're going to see World War III. It's going to be the N word, because I do believe in the end, with the economic system completely and utterly crashing and people starting to lose their jobs, as war builds up, because remember, this is all part of the 16-year plan, I do believe in the end, he's going to leave the deep state players pretty much one option to try to stop the elections any way they possibly can so they can remain in control a little bit longer to get the war started. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. And I do believe in the end, Trump wants to show the deep state players, look how many people are behind me. I don't believe he wants to win in the election just by a hair. I do believe he wants to show the deep state players, the country, the world, look, I have the people. Look what he's doing with the GOP nominee. He's cleaning up here. No one's even close. Yes, Nikki Haley, she won D.C., but remember, she's been telling us she's anti-establishment, but the establishment actually voted for her in D.C. And actually, D.C. is pretty much made up of about 98% Democrats. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Plus, D.C. really doesn't matter. So once again, there's no one even close to Trump. No one can stop him, not even the rhinos. And I do believe in the end, Trump wants to show the deep state players, wants to show the country, the world, look, I have the people. And if I have the people, we're taking this country back. And I do believe this is what Trump has done. He has pushed the deep state exactly where he wants them. It is now the deep state's move. What are they going to do next? And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know exactly what they're going to do next. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the fake news, because the fake news, well, it doesn't seem like they're doing too well. And again, the fake news doesn't own the narrative anymore. And we could see that CNN, they're having a huge problem. There's a big shakeup going on there. And it looks like Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, and other big names, they may be on the chopping block. Because once again, when you don't tell the truth and you keep using propaganda, what's going to happen? People aren't going to listen to you anymore. People aren't going to believe you. So what are they going to do? They're going to look for the truth. And that's what the people have been doing. They've been looking for the truth, and they're realizing that these networks, they've been lying to the people. Now, remember, I call Fox News, personally, that's the Rhino Network. That's not the MAGA Network. That's not the People's Network. Remember, each one was created for a specific reason. Yes, you might have some different talk show hosts on there that look for the truth, but the majority of those people, they are the Rhino Network. That's what Fox News is. They don't like Trump. Yes, you might have Tucker. You might have Hannity, and that's why they had to get rid of Tucker. I wouldn't be surprised if they removed other people. Remember Dan Bongino? We had Lara Trump. We had many others that they removed. But I do believe that's the Rhino Network. And then you have MSNBC, CNN. That is the D Network. And if you're looking for the Patriot Network, that is everywhere else that's where they're where the alternative media is telling the truth. And I think people are starting to understand this and starting to realize this. And this is how the word is getting around, because every time the fake news says something, it's debunked in not a year or 2 years, in a matter of hours. So this is getting worse and worse. And think about what they've been doing lately. They've been going after real journalists. I mean, just this week, a journalist was fined $300,000 per year until she reveals her confidential source. That's Catherine Herridge. Another journalist is taken into the FBI custody for reporting on January 6th. And they're going to go after many other journalists. Other journalists are going to be laid off because they don't want those people that are telling the truth in that position. And we're going to see more of this as we move into the presidential election. I mean, we're already starting to see it. We're going to see a lot more of this, because this is what a tyrannical government does. When you can't control the narrative, what do? You get rid of all those people that are countering your narrative. And the problem is they're having a problem with alternative media because, again, there's too many people. You see, it's easier if it's just one journalist over here, one journalist over there. But when you have digital soldiers all over the place, how do you control this? You can. I do believe this is why the Patriots went down this path where they said, okay, listen, We need as many people as we possibly can find to tell the truth. We need them on X. We need them on Truth. We need them on Rumble. We need them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And if you keep getting more and more people, what happens? You can't control it. And I do believe in the end, this is why they're probably going to have some type of communication blackout. Because when you have too many digital soldiers telling the truth, it's very, very difficult to censor everybody. Because, again, there's too many people. So what do you got to do? You got to bring it all down so you can stop it. And I do believe that's where we're all headed in this. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe this is the move they're going to make. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and I do believe a lot of people have been saying this, I do believe the deep state players, they sent McConnell a message because McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, well, all of a sudden her Tesla, it kind of, you know, went out of control, backed up into the water, and she was killed. Now it's a criminal investigation, according to the Texas Sheriff's Office, and they're looking into why this happened. Now, once again, are they going to actually report on actually what happened? I do believe this was a message to McConnell. Listen, don't go against us. Stay in line or else. And I do believe this is why McConnell finally said, I'm out. Because, again, you have pressure from the Patriots. You have pressure from the deep state players. And the only thing you can do at this point is bow out. And that's exactly what he did. And I do believe in the end, we're going to see Joe Biden bow out. Now, I don't know if he's going to bow out on his own, but I do believe what's going to happen is they're going to use age to remove him. His mental ability is perfect. It's his age. That is the problem. And they're going to say because of his age, that's why he has these mental problems where he can't remember, you know, dementia and all that other stuff. But I do believe he's using it for plausible deniability. But I do believe they want to go down the age angle because they can use that against Trump. If they say, okay, take a cognitive test, it's because he has dementia, it's very, very difficult to use that against Trump. Remember, their entire mission, their entire goal is to go after Trump. So if they have a change of batter and they remove Biden and they bring someone in younger, what can they do? If they keep this narrative up against Biden, they can use it against Trump. And I do believe this is why they're going to be going down the, oh, he's old angle. And we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But look, there's a lot of pressure on Biden right now. The evidence is coming out. His story is completely and utterly breaking down. And you have the story from the whistleblower, the witnesses. They're not matching up with what Hunter and Joe Biden or James Biden are saying. And people are starting to learn the truth. And this is getting more and more difficult for the Bidens. James Comer on X put this out and said, Hunter Biden admitted he received millions of dollars from China. He put Joe Biden on speakerphone with his business associates. The president, some will know, had the opportunity to fulfill his Hollywood dreams, appear before the cameras, and testify in the GOP oversight hearing. Now, it looks like amnesia, dementia, it looks like that's spreading amongst the Bidens right now. And Paul Sperry put this out and said the following, and this is coming from Joe Biden's younger brother, Jimmy. I have sometimes difficulty remembering my own address. Apparently, extreme amnesia under sweat of interrogation runs in the family. Absolutely. Then Paul Sperry put this out and said, bank records reveal Joe Biden's brother Jimmy got a total of $1.4 million from two companies based in Panama for which he did no work and in which he reinvested no money. One entity paid him $840,000 after Joe became POTUS, and the other started paying him $200,000 while Joe was VP. And you can see it's getting harder and harder for Joe Biden, James Biden, Hunter Biden, and the rest to keep their story straight. And Joe Biden, he again denied interacting with business partners of James and Hunter Biden when asked about Speaker Johnson's accusing him of lying. And he said Johnson should read the record. I did not interact with their partners. The Oversight Committee responded to this and said, well, that's not one Hunter Biden, Rob Walker, Jason Galanis, Devin Archer, and Tony Babalunsky said. So this is completely and utterly falling apart. I mean, you have all these people saying something completely different than what the resident is saying. So who's believing who now? And remember, the bank records, the tax documents, they don't lie. And it looks like it's getting harder and harder for the Bidens. Patriots are in control, put this out, pointing to all different articles from the fake news. And here are the headlines. Hunter Biden's years of personal grief and public missteps are focus of House impeachment probe. Hunter Biden gives House Republicans the rebuttal they didn't want. Hunter Biden tells Congress his father was not involved in his business dealings. And this is from CBS, Washington Post, AP, USA Today, and all the rest. Patriots Are in Control responded to this and said the fake news still sees no wrongdoing by the Biden family after Hunter's deposition. They're honestly doing us a favor at this point. We want Joe to be their candidate. It won't even be slightly believable if he wins this time around. So go ahead, continue to run cover and have the walking corpse as your candidate against Trump. See how that works out. Well, I do believe what they're really doing here is they're going to cover up for him as long as they possibly can until they have to get rid of him. Because again, remember the fake news, the DOJ, the FBI, they're all part of the same criminal syndicate. And once again, they're not going to just say, okay, he's the criminal because it was under Obama. And if Michelle Obama is coming into the picture, or even if she isn't, it's still under Obama. The DOJ at that time, the FBI, nobody knew about this. Remember, Obama continually said his administration was scandal-free. All of this happened under the Obamas. Think about that for a second. So do they really want to out the Bidens, or are they going to run cover for the Bidens? They're going to run cover until the very, very end, until they can actually remove him, and actually he's going to use the dementia and everything else as plausible deniability. But in the end, this is not going to work, and it can go one or two ways. You can either testify or take the easy way out, which I wouldn't be surprised if they decide, okay, he's just going to take the easy way out. And I do believe you're going to see many, many people probably end up doing this, because remember, when everything falls apart on them and they have to stand trial, I don't believe many of these people are going to actually do that, because you know why? Because these people are criminals, and these people are going to take the easy way out so this way they don't have to go through this. But again, you could see that everything is now breaking down around them, and as we move forward, everything's going to continually break down around them. And you can see the border, their entire narrative, everything they've been trying to tell the people, that's completely and utterly falling apart. And remember, everyone's seeing the difference. We have Laken Riley. She had her funeral. And we also had George Floyd's funeral. So during COVID, we had George Floyd's funeral. He had a golden casket. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, an absolute absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield One's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield One is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Bitcoin ETF is all the rage. Investors feel mainstream adoption is on the horizon. Lawmakers also voted to set guidelines on when crypto firms should register with their Commodity Future Trading Commission or the Securities Exchange Commission. While this is good news, ETF only gives you exposure to crypto, not direct ownership. The whole point of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is to directly own an asset with finite supply outside of any government influence. My Digital Money can help you with that. With My Digital Money, you own your crypto whether you invest in a crypto IRA or with a standard trade account. Remember, it's important to diversify your portfolio when it comes to crypto investment. Direct ownership is important. Don't get caught up in the excitement the media is stirring. Nothing beats owning your crypto, and nothing beats investing in crypto through My Digital Money. Not only are you able to invest using a crypto IRA and standard trading account in one platform, you also have the assurance of your asset being put in a trust. No matter what happens with My Digital Money, your crypto is safe. So if you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Blasted this all over the fake news. The D's kneeled in front of this individual. And what did they do for Lake and Rally? Well, and Wokeness on X put this out and said, George Floyd's funeral was internationally televised. Top celebrities, politicians attended, and he was buried in a literal gold casket. Lake and Rally's funeral was yesterday. You probably didn't hear about it. And most likely people didn't hear about it. Again, this tells you everything you need to know. You see the difference between a criminal, because those are the people that they protect, and you see the difference between an American citizen. They hate the American citizen. They love the criminals. They can't stand the people. This is why they keep calling the people names over and over and over. Even the Border Patrol Union is now mocking Biden on social media. And this is what they put out on X. Board Air Force One, take a nap. Wake up in place called Brownsville. Read large teleprompter message. It's all Trump's fault. Board Air Force One, ask who people in green uniforms were. Told they strap illegal aliens. Express hard. Take nap. Wake up. Call a lid. Hit beach. Take nap. So basically, the border union is now making fun of Biden because everyone understands and everyone realizes that the border is a complete and utter disaster. And that's the whole point of this, is to show the people. You just can't explain it to the people. You got to show them. Show them what they're really trying to do here. And you can see the deep state players, they're in trouble. And this is why they're changing the word illegals or migrants and any other word that they used to newcomer. We talked about this going back to Friday. Why are they calling them newcomers? Because they're trying to convince you there's nothing illegal about this. There's no problem. They're just newcomers coming into this country. No, they're illegals coming to the country. They could use any word they want. The people aren't going to believe them. And Trump, he let everyone know that there is no doubt this is Joe Biden's invasion. And it's not just Joe Biden's invasion. It's the invasion by the deep state. It's an invasion by Soros. It's an invasion by Obama and the rest of the people. Take a listen to what Trump says here.
Let there be no doubt, this is Joe Biden's invasion. This is Joe Biden's destruction of our country. If you take the 10 worst presidents in history and add them up and put them together, nobody has done the destruction to our country as this incompetent president that we have right now.
And yes, this is a foreign invasion, and people are watching it firsthand. And yes, they are taking their soldiers and they're moving them to protected areas, bases where they keep them protected, where the rule of law does not affect them. Think about this for a second. And this could be reversed very, very easily. I mean, look, Biden came in, reversed all of Trump's executive orders. He can easily put it back to the way it was. Well, Kaneko on X put this out, and it starts off with, reporter, why are you waiting to take executive action on the border? Biden, because we need more forces on the border. I don't have the authority to do that. Biden took 94 executive actions in his first 100 days to decimate border security and has all the authority he needs to reverse the course and end the border crisis. On Biden's inaugural day, he signed executive orders that incentivized illegal immigration. Pause deportation, suspended remain in Mexico, stop border wall construction since these policy changes. Over 8 million people have illegally entered the country, with millions more slipping past Border Patrol undetected. Elon Musk on X responded to Kanakoa the Great and said the following. The massive flood of illegal immigration is due to 94 executive actions by the Biden administration. Until those executive actions are revoked, claims by Biden that he wants to address illegal immigration are a bold-faced lie. And that's exactly what it is. And the people, they see the truth. Now, what's very interesting is that the federal appeals court is going to allow the Texas immigration law to take effect. So it looks like the Texas authorities now have the authorization to arrest and jail any illegal immigrant crossing the border. Now, SCOTUS might intervene, but at this point, we can see that Texas now has the ability, the law enforcement there, to arrest and then jail any illegal immigration that's crossing the border. So remember what we talked about a couple of days ago. The deep state players, what are they doing? They have centers in Mexico and many other places where they actually fly in planes and they fly people right over the border into where they want them to go. And I do believe we're going to see that pick up because, again, if Texas is locking down the border and the people of this country seeing it work, that tells you everything you need to know. And actually, this needs to be shown to the people. Look, Biden wasn't locking down the border. They've been telling you it's locked down. They've been telling you it's secure. But look what happens when you actually put up a fence with barbed wire and you have the Border Patrol secure the entire area and you push people back. You stop the illegal flow. And that's what people now are seeing. The people are now seeing that the Biden administration, Mayorkas, has been lying to all of us. And that's what they have been doing. But don't worry, when Trump gets elected, he's been letting everyone know that he has a plan to deport millions of illegal aliens. And he's going to use the Alien Enemies Act. This would give him authority as president to remove dangerous or anti-American non-citizens living on U.S. soil. And the president pointed out that much of the deportation effort will be carried out by the local police. So the United States was young and fresh-faced in 1798 when the Alien Enemies Act was passed in Congress by the reigning party of the day, the Federalists. According to the U.S. National Archives, the act was comprised of four laws. The Alien Enemies Act, which is just a portion of the four-pronged legislation, authorized the president to deport aliens and raise the age of residency requirements from 5 to 14 years old. The base purpose of the AEA was to give emergency authorization to remove potentially dangerous and anti-American non-citizens living within the U.S. who might be harboring French sympathizers. To propose a re-implementation of such an act illustrates just how seriously Trump is taking the multi-million man invasion at the southern border. In essence, it recognizes that the U.S. is under assault and potentially embedded with countless unvetted individuals who likely have no plans to proactively assimilate into the U.S. as productive members of society. And this is why Trump continually says, what we're witnessing right now is an invasion in this country. And Trump, he's prepared to basically deputize all the local law enforcement to actually remove all these illegals in this country. Because remember, this is an invasion. And when these people are activated, when these people go from dormant, the way they are now, when they start to do something, maybe burn down buildings, commit crimes, attack the U.S. from within, just like we saw back in 2020 with BLM and Antifa, they were attacking the United States in all different areas. Now, think about this. These individuals, they were moved into sanctuary cities, and they were put into the different blue areas where they're protected. The rule of law really doesn't affect them. They have no cash bail. They release these people with no problem. So when they are activated and they attack the United States from within, what can these states or cities do? they will not go after their foot soldiers because they set it up to make sure that it doesn't happen. So they're actually protecting what they're doing in these areas, which means it's going to be left up to who? The National Guard? The military? Absolutely. And I do believe we're going to see that play out once they are activated. And yes, Trump is going to use all these old laws to remove these people. Yes, I do believe the National Guard will be involved. I do believe the military will be involved. I do believe the local law enforcement will be involved. Because once again, if the local law enforcement in these blue areas can't do the job and they're attacking the United States from within because they're here illegally, what has to happen? Well, the military most likely will get involved at that time. Who's going to call the ball? That's going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the deep state players to have this invasion, they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people, and this has been failing over and over and over. And we can see they're having a very difficult time getting the weapons away from the people. And I do believe they will probably continually try, but in the end, this is all going to fail because we see a lot of states now, they're moving to constitutional carry, which I don't believe we need a law that says constitutional carry because the Second Amendment already says we have a constitutional carry law, which everyone should be following because that's the Constitution. But once again, we see more and more states lowering the age to 18 because remember, they pushed the age up to 21. And now a lot of states are bringing it back down to 18. Now, if you can go and you can fight in the armed forces, well, and have a weapon or fly a plane or do whatever, why can't you have a weapon here in this country? So Florida now, the House has passed legislation to lower the legal firearm purchase age from 21 to 18 years old. And I do believe this will probably be successful. And we'll probably see a lot more states do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that once the deep state players decide, okay, we need the riots again, they're now putting certain laws into place to make sure that these individuals have the ability to go out and riot, because I do believe they'll be able to do this in sanctuary cities, and they don't want people stopping them or reporting them or doing anything like that, because Washington State right now is poised to enact the hate crime hotline, where historically, underserved residents can report bias incidents. The House bill allows the Attorney General to compensate individuals affected by hate crimes or bias incidents up to $2,000 per person. So in these areas, who are the underserved residents? Is it Antifa, illegals? Who are these people? And what is considered a hate crime? So if someone says, hey, stop burning this down, stop hurting this person, I don't like what you're doing. Is that a hate crime? We'll have to see how this plays out because this is going to be very, very interesting. But I do believe it's to protect their own as we move forward. Because think about where we're moving towards. We're moving towards chaos. We're moving towards war. This is where the deep state is headed. And actually, Trump, the Patriots, they know this. They're actually bringing them down the path. Because again, he knows that they're going to try to cheat in the elections. He knows that when they can't cheat, they're going to have to do what? They're going to have to try to stop the election. Now, can you just say, hey, by the way, let's stop it? Or does there have to be a major, major event to stop the election? There has to be something major. This is why Trump, I do believe from the very, very beginning, said we're heading towards war. I do believe Trump has used the 16-year plan against them. It doesn't mean that Trump is pushing the 16-year plan. He is allowing the enemy to do what they do best. Why interfere with them while they're in the process of destroying themselves? So it's not Trump that is bringing all the people in. It's not Trump that is starting the war. He knew their plan. He's just using it against them. Remember, they were going to do this no matter what. They're behind schedule. He allowed the resident to be put into place, and he knew that if he allowed them to take control and do all of this, this would wake up America because everything's accelerated. People would see it. They wouldn't be able to hide it at this point. Why? Because they lost control of the narrative. And that's very, very important. And we could see that war is definitely building right now. We see a British registered cargo ship that sank after being hit by a Houthi missile in the Red Sea. And we could see that things are really ramping up out in the Middle East. Now remember, Trump had peace in the Middle East. That's what people are seeing now. They're seeing the difference. And again, out in Ukraine, we could have had peace out in Ukraine, but the deep state players didn't want it. David Sachs put this out on X and said, "The mainstream media via the Wall Street Journal finally confirms what independent channels have been reporting for months. A peace deal was available at Istanbul earlier in the war. Its principal requirement was Ukrainian neutrality, including limits on the size of its military. Ukraine couldn't join NATO, but it could still join the EU. Russian troops would have left Ukraine. Crimea would have remained in Russian hands, as it has since 2014. The Wall Street Journal calls these terms punishing, but they're better than anything Ukraine will get now. Ukraine could have avoided war, territorial loss, and population loss. Note that when Ukraine got its independence in 1991, neutrality was part of the deal. It wasn't until after the U.S.-backed Maidan coup in 2014 that the Constitution was altered and NATO admission became a goal. If the U.S. had stayed out, Ukraine would have remained intact." Absolutely. So now we all know there could have been peace. The deep state players, they didn't want peace. That's why they were trying to get Ukraine into NATO, because they actually want war with Russia. That's part of the 16-year plan. But again, here we are today, and they are pushing war. Now, very interestingly, NATO's newest member, Finland, is going to give Ukrainian forces the green light to use Finnish weapons for attacks on Russian soil. The chair of the Parliamentary Defense Committee stated, "Ukraine has the right to use these Finnish weapons against the military targets also on Russian soil." And then we have Germany. Germany's health minister wants to equip the country's healthcare system for military conflicts. What for? Germany does not have a single operation public air raid shelter to protect civilians anymore. So what are they preparing for? They're preparing for war. Now, what's very interesting, it looks like the German Ministry of Defense has confirmed the authenticity of a leaked audio. German Air Force chiefs talk secret U.S. and U.K. operations in Ukraine over encrypted phone line, revealing plans to deploy cruise missiles in Ukraine with American and British people on the ground. So they were about to start World War III. The audio includes a discussion about whether Taurus cruise missiles would be capable of destroying a bridge, seemingly reference to the new bridge linking Russia-occupied Crimea to the Russian mainland over the Kerch Strait. Cernovich put this out on X and said, "World War III has already begun. British troops are directing airstrikes in Ukraine. Germany intends to bomb Crimea." Don Jr. responded to this on X and said, "Are you paying attention?" And that's exactly what's happening. We're moving in this direction. But I think Mike Benn sums all of this up. Mark my words, when the dust settles, we will learn that Ukraine was the largest CIA operation in history. Yes, that is the deep state layer. The CIA has been in there. We know it from the documents. And we could see that they are trying to start World War III. This is why Trump is saying, if you elect me, I can have peace. I can have peace in 24 hours. I know all the players. Because again, what's going to happen as we approach the presidential election? We're going to see war. People are going to be afraid. Yes, this is going to be a scare event, and it's going to look very, very scary. It's not just going to be talk of war. Remember, everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing is not about, hey, let's tell you about it. I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing is let the enemy show you. Has the enemy shown you what they wanted to do with the border? Yes, you see all the illegals coming in. Is the enemy showing you what they want to do with the economy? Yes, the economy is crashing now. Is the enemy showing you how they infiltrated the schools and what they want to do to the population here with DEI, CRT, and the rest? Yes, the enemy is showing you. Is the enemy showing you how they really feel about you? Are they calling you names? Yes, everything is being shown to you. So if Trump is letting everyone know that World War III is coming, he's not just going to tell you, because do you believe him? Do you really believe that World War III is coming? And actually, all those people that are watching MSNBC, CNN, the Rhino Network, which is Fox, do you believe World War III is coming? Most people don't really see it yet. Some people do. But again, to convince the people that World War III is coming, what has to happen? Something big. Because sometimes you got to show the people. And once the people see it, then they will understand. And Trump has let us know, going way, way back, that something's going to happen in Taiwan. China is going to go into Taiwan. And what's very interesting is the OSINT Defender put this out on X, and it says the following. U.S. defense officials have reportedly decided to expand the Special Operation Forces liaison element within Taiwan, as several teams of Green Berets with the 1st Special Force Group, 2nd Battalion, Alpha Company, will soon or have already arrived at amphibious bases used by the Taiwanese Army on the island of Penghu and Kinmen, which is only roughly 6 miles from the Chinese mainland. These teams will work towards the training of Taiwanese special forces on the tactics and equipment of Western forces, while also assisting in the planning of defending the Taiwanese islands against an eventual Chinese invasion. Well, that's very interesting. Eventual Chinese invasion. The Taiwanese Ministry of National Defense and the U.S. Department of Defense have refused to officially confirm or deny this deployment. So it looks like things are building up in Taiwan. We see things are building up in Ukraine, and things are building up in the Middle East. And look what's happening. Everything now is approaching World War III. And yes, soon people will understand that, yes, the United States will be involved in this. It's not going to be, oh, it's just out in Ukraine, it's just out in Taiwan. The world will be affected by all of this. And the people of this country, they will see something almost like the Cuban Missile Crisis, 9/11, Pearl Harbor. Because I do believe to convince the people, something has to happen. Now, I don't mean cities are going to be destroyed, but it will be scary. If there is a missile flying towards the United States and it's shot down before it reaches the United States over the ocean, is that scary to the people? Well, wait a minute. We were just being attacked. A missile was headed our way. What happens if multiple missiles were headed our way? Will one get through? Yes, people, I think, are going to see this. If there's a cyber attack and it hits the financial institutions, it hits the power structure, the water, the election system, are people going to go, holy crap, who did this? We were just attacked? Yes, people are going to see this all play out. Will it be scary if the lights go out, if you lose communication? I do believe people will be scared. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in. And people are going to see that, yes, World War III is starting. And Trump is going to say, listen, we don't have to have this. We don't have to go down this path. Even though what Biden is saying or Kamala is saying or the fake news is saying, we don't have to have war. I can stop this. If I'm elected, I will stop it in 24 hours. And I do believe the people, when they start to see this, they're going to go with the one guy that can have peace, even if they hate him, even if they can't stand him. Because what's worse, this guy they can't stand or war, nuclear war, destruction, death? Which is worse? That's when people are going to find the will to change. And what's changing now is what's happening with COVID. The entire narrative completely and utterly fell apart. The Wall Street Journal put this out and said, it's official. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu now. Here's a guide. So the entire push to use the pandemic is completely and utterly falling apart. Yes, they can try to probably usher in Disease X, but is anyone going to really believe it? Absolutely not. FX Hedge responded to this on X and said, COVID is always just another version of the flu. If you look at the government health data, influenza completely disappeared after 2020. They basically just assigned all of those cases to the COVID bucket. Absolutely. But let's go back a little bit in time. Remember going back in time when they removed many people's accounts and Trump's post on Facebook, when Trump said he's comparing COVID-19 to the flu? Twitter actually restricted a similar tweet from Trump, saying, yeah, this isn't true. We fact-checked it, and now it's absolutely true. So basically, all they did was they manipulated the statistical information. They used the flu numbers, they paid the hospitals, and they made you think there was a deadly, deadly, deadly pandemic, and they forced you to take their bioweapon. Think about what they were doing throughout all of this. And now, studies, they have found that the majority of patients with long COVID, they were vaccinated. I think everyone's starting to see what's really been going on here. But let's go back to post 4306, May 21st, 2020. And it says the following. How do you convince people a vaccine is necessary, critical? Influenza deaths request correction. U.S. data on influenza deaths are false and misleading. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention acknowledges a difference between flu death and flu-associated death, yet uses the term interchangeably. Additionally, there are significant statistical in- incompatibilities between official estimates and national vital statistics data. Compounding these problems is a marketing of fear, a CDC communication strategy in which medical experts predict dire outcomes during flu seasons. Apply to COVID-19 data reports. Post 441, May 1st, 2020. Why are children immune to COVID-19? How many children die from influenza each year? Why are elderly more at risk to COVID-19? How many elderly die from influenza each year? Why are children immune to COVID? Because it's the flu. That's why. Post 4042, May 1st, 2020. Why are influenza medications effective at treating COVID-19? Because COVID-19 was just another version of the flu. They tricked everyone. Now think about this. Go back in time. Why didn't they want you to know about hydroxychloroquine? Why didn't they want you to know about ivermectin? Why did Big Pharma hide this? Yes, they wanted you to take the bioweapon. But if you found out that these medications cure the flu, what happens to the flu shot? What happens to everything that they've been telling you? Their entire narrative goes down the drain. This is what they were worried about. Yes, they were worried about, you know, having these medications to cure COVID because they wanted to push the bioweapon. But now, after the fact, do you need anything that they have? No, you don't. Think about if this cures the flu, it cures COVID. What other viruses does this cure? This is something the people, that they don't want the people to know. Big Pharma has been hiding the cures from the people. And now you could see it very, very clearly. Just like you could see what's happening out in Oregon and all those states that decided to basically decriminalize the drug market, remove the police. You could see that these different states, cities, they're having major, major problems. And sometimes you got to show the people the truth. Oregon just overwhelmingly recriminalized fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin, calling its decriminalization an unmitigated disaster. Anyone shocked by this? Look at California right now. The people of San Francisco, they've had enough. Because remember, the city is ravaged by crime, drug addiction. They changed the laws. People can steal. They can do whatever they want. Now the voters are saying enough is enough. So the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, they did a poll in which 61% of likely voters said they back both measures on the March 5th ballot. So what are these measures? Well, it would require illegal drug screening for recipients of city benefits, and another that would give police more power and less oversight. The pendulum is swinging the other way. The people, they're starting to realize, hey, wait a minute. We can't keep this up anymore because it's a complete and utter disaster. So everything the D's and everything they told them that this is going to be great, what's happening? Well, it's all falling apart on them. And now, let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, an app. Absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Bitcoin ETF is all the rage. Investors feel mainstream adoption is on the horizon. Lawmakers also voted to set guidelines on when crypto firms should register with their Commodity Future Trading Commission or the Securities Exchange Commission. While this is good news, ETF only gives you exposure to crypto, not direct ownership. The whole point of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is to directly own an asset with finite supply outside of any government influence. My Digital Money can help you with that. With My Digital Money, you own your crypto whether you invest in a crypto IRA or with a standard trading account. Remember, it's important to diversify your portfolio when it comes to crypto investment. Direct ownership is important. Don't get caught up in the excitement the media is stirring. Nothing beats owning your crypto, and nothing beats investing in crypto through My Digital Money. Not only are you able to invest using a crypto IRA and standard trading account in one platform, you also have the assurance of your asset being put in a trust. No matter what happens with My Digital Money, your crypto is safe. So if you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. The residents, they're ready to sic the cops on the criminals. Proposition E would remove several shackles from law enforcement, authorizing them to engage in high-speed chases, use drones during pursuits, install more cameras in public places, and test electronic surveillance methods, file fewer reports about their use of force, substitute body camera footage for other types of documentation, and they're going to allow the police to go after all these people. Wow, Oregon is changing, San Francisco is changing, because again, sometimes you got to show the people, and why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Because sooner or later, what's going to happen? The people are going to rise up and say enough is enough. With the illegals in all these different places where you see crime being increasing, you see the illegals on the streets, illegals getting all the benefits. What do you think the people are going to do in all these different cities and all these different states? They're going to push back like you've never seen before. And you could see everything is changing right now. Just like it's changing with January 6th, Julie Kelly put this out and said, this is the second time a D.C. appellate panel has determined that DOJ and D.C. district court judges were over-sentencing January 6ers. Last year, D.C. appellate court concluded DOJ's application of prison time and probation for those convicted of petty offenses of parading was unlawful. So people, they're taking the matter into their own hand and they're pushing back and they're taking their court cases to higher courts and they're having what the DOJ's been doing, what the circuit courts have been doing, and they've been overturning these. So you can see the people, they're not just sitting by allowing this to happen. The people in different cities, they're taking back control. And people are now pushing against the deep state players. The deep state players, they're losing their narrative. And it's going to get worse and worse for them. Right now, we know that Adam Schiff, he's running for Senate in California. And it looks like ex-Dodger Steve Garvey's, he's rising to the top in the polls in California. And he's going after Adam Schiff. Let's see how that plays out. That's going to be very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is that we have a candidate, Trent Staggs, out in Utah, and he's running for Senate. And Trent Staggs says that electing another conservative in the Beehive State is key to preventing another Mitch McConnell 2.0 as the next Senate Republican leader. And I do believe he's absolutely right. And you can see the people now, they're fighting back. They're fighting back from a grassroots movement, and they're pushing the rhinos out. They're pushing the deep state players out. They're pushing all of these people out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the people now are starting to realize that Biden, he's not going to be able to actually make it to the presidential election. And a lot of the Democrats, they believe that he is going to be swapped out. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said nearly half of voters think it's likely the Democratic Party will find another candidate to replace Biden this year. And a former first lady is a favorite pick for the candidate switcheroo. Now, what's very interesting, like we said from the very beginning, it looks like the deep state players, they're now using the narrative that Biden is too old. Now, remember, they don't want to focus on his cognitive abilities, dementia. They want to actually use his age because they could use that against Trump later on. Because remember, once they remove Biden and they bring in a younger person, then they can definitely use this against Trump. And I do believe that's going to be their main focus when they do the old switcheroo. And what's very interesting is we could see already the New York Times, Business Insider, they're already starting the narrative of removing Biden because of his age. And this is the headline for Business Insider. A majority of Biden's 2020 backers now believe he's too old to effectively serve as president. So the New York Times Siena College poll revealed that the perils that Biden faces in what is poised to be a tight contest. Despite their similar ages, voter perceptions about Biden and Trump's acuity vary significantly. 81-year-old Biden faces a tough re-election bid this year. A majority of voters believe he's too old to effectively serve in the White House, and most of his supporters in the 2020 election also share a similar view. And this is coming from New York Times and Siena poll. In the survey, 72% of likely voters either strongly agreed or somewhat agreed that Biden is too old to effectively serve in the White House. Among Biden's 2020 supporters, roughly 40% said the president could effectively serve in office, according to the Times. So we could see the people, they definitely don't want him there. In comparison, 42% of likely voters either strongly agreed or somewhat agreed that 77-year-old Trump is too old to effectively serve in the office for a second term. So I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to remove Biden because of his age. They might use the 25th Amendment if he doesn't drop out himself. And I do believe that they're going to try then to use his age and actually project it onto Trump. Because remember, this is what these people do. They project it. Now, if they bring in someone that's much younger, they're going to actually use this. And I do believe this is going to be their strategy. But again, what is Trump showing America? He's not like Biden at all. And Trump, he's physically fit. He lost weight. He looks incredible. And I think what the people are going to see is they're going to see a very big difference. And actually, when the switcheroo happens, I do believe we're going to see a lot of evidence come out against the Biden, and they'll be battling something else than the age. So I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are going to do, they're going to deflect from all of this. Now, what's very interesting is we know the Supreme Court, they're going to address the question of presidential immunity, and we'll have to see what that ruling is. But Trump, he did put this out on Truth. He said the following: the Supreme Court will address this historic question of presidential immunity. Without presidential immunity, the president cannot function, as his political opponents will blackmail, extort him with the threat of wrongful prosecution at every turn. I look forward to presenting my case to the Supreme Court. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. But Trump, we know that he's being attacked from all angles by his political opponent, the tyrannical government, and they're trying to stop him at every turn. And Trump, when he was giving a rally in Virginia, he said, "I stand before you today as a proud political dissident." Take a listen.
"I'm the radical left, Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me. I consider it a great badge of honor. I'm being indicted for you. I stand before you today. Not only as your past and hopefully future president, because we're going to turn this country around fast, but as a proud political dissident. I am a dissident, and I'm proud, very proud of this country."
And that's exactly what Trump is, because if you look up the word dissident, what does that really mean? A person who opposes official policy, especially that of an authoritarian state. And that's exactly what he's doing. And this is why they're trying to stop him. He's not part of the rhinos. He's not part of the deep state. He's not part of the D's. He is with the people. He is MAGA. We are MAGA. Make America great again. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking because Trump, he's winning in every state. Clandestine put this out and said Iowa, he won. New Hampshire, he won. Nevada, South Carolina, Michigan, Idaho, Missouri. He has won all these states. He is destroying Nikki Haley right now. Unbelievable. And you could see that Trump is getting the black vote. He's getting the Latino vote. And Biden, the deep state players, they're panicking over this. Biden, he put this out on X and said, I will continue to call on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act so we can make police reform the law of the land. Rich Barris responded to this and said, translation, shit, he's over 20% support among black voters in the New York Times poll. Quick, toss them some crumbs and hope they shut up. That's exactly what's happening. And look what the fake news is doing. Patriots Are Control and X put this out and said, cause, effect. So cause, and this is coming from the Washington Post, Trump hits new poll highs with black Hispanic voters. What to make of it? Frustrated by Biden, black men ponder their option. Effect, Washington Post. Voters cannot ignore Trump's racism. Donald Trump's con man hustle for the black vote is not going to work. Patriots Are in Control responded to this and said, propaganda information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. See how this works? I think everyone's starting to see this. And everyone's starting to see that Nikki Haley, well, she is part of the establishment. Even though she says she's anti-establishment, I think everyone's starting to see that she's part of the establishment. And she has gone back on her pledge to endorse Trump. I think that was a given. And she's blaming it on the Republican National Committee. Because remember, the RNC required all candidates who appeared on the debate stage to sign a pledge indicating they would support the party's eventual nominee. She's saying, well, the RNC is not the same because of what Trump has done. So she's not bound by that anymore. So she doesn't have to endorse him. So I do believe what Nikki Haley's going to do is she's going to stay in the race until the very, very end because she's hoping to get all the delegates. Now, what's very interesting is that Nikki Haley, she won in D.C. This is her first victory in the GOP nominating race. Now, once again, think about D.C. D.C. is corrupt. It's the swamp. It's the establishment. So Nikki Haley, who's anti-establishment, won in the establishment swamp area. Mark Elias put this out and said, in a city of 700,000, Trump got 676 votes in the GOP primary. A tough jury pool. Stephen Miller responded to this, said, imagine bragging so openly that the system is rigged and that the constitutional right to an impartial jury is being so viciously and willfully violated. And yes, think about it. She won in D.C. D.C. is about 98% Democrat. Did you expect anything different? Absolutely not. Election Wizard put this out and said, GOP delegate tracker, Trump 244, Nikki Haley 43, DeSantis 9, Vivek 3. Trump has the lead, and actually, he's the nominee. Trump responded to Nikki Haley and said the following. I purposely stayed away from the D.C. vote because it is the swamp. With very few delegates and no upside, Bird Brain spent all of her time, money, and effort there. Over the weekend, we won Missouri, Idaho, and Michigan. Big numbers, complete destruction of a very weak opponent. The really big numbers will come on Super Tuesday. Also, way up on Crooked Joe. And really think about what's happening right now. Nikki Haley, she's staying in the race. She'll stay to the very, very end. Because they're going to throw everything that they have at Trump. Remember, they had the ballots. We had the Illinois judge say, yeah, Trump is off the ballot. Again, that's not going to happen anyhow because of what just happened. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But They're trying everything they possibly can. They're hitting him with indictment after indictment, with ruling after ruling, where he has to pay, you know, $500 million, $600 million, almost a billion eventually. They're going to put so much pressure on him. They're hoping that he drops out. They're even going to take this to the next phase. They're going to try to convict him. This is why they're going after his immunity. Now, once again, this could play off in two different ways. But again, they're going to put so much pressure. They're going to continually hit him. These things are not going to go away because Haley, she doesn't need money. She doesn't need anything. She doesn't have to campaign. She just has to stay in the race. And if she stays in the race and something happens to Trump, she will get the delegates, even when Trump is the nominee. So she will try to stay in to the very, very end. I don't believe she'll ever concede. I mean, that should be very interesting because, again, they're going to go after him. But already the deep state is losing. Right now, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the Colorado decision, which means all these other states that said, oh, he has to, you know, that we can remove him from the ballot. That has been blown out of the water. And it was a 9-0 decision. Alina Haba put this out on X and said, the Supreme Court unanimously showed us today that we cannot silence the voice of the American people and stop democracy. I've said it before, lawfare will not stand. Due process will not be denied, and we, the people, will make our choice at the ballot box. The Constitution is clear. States have no authority to remove federal offices or federal candidates. Trump, he put this out on Truth, big win for America. Absolutely. Now, Trump, he was giving rallies in Virginia, in North Carolina, and he said some very, very interesting things. One of them, he said, I'm the one that's ending the threat to democracy, because Trump is not the threat. It's Biden. It's Obama. It's Soros. It's the fake news. It's the corrupt politicians. They are a threat to democracy. And then Trump, he let everyone know that the American people, they are the judge. They are the jury. And when the elections come, the people are going to tell and show the deep state that, yes, we find you guilty of all your crimes. That is what's going to happen when the people vote and we vote in Trump. It's going to send a very clear message that we've been watching this trial. And that's exactly what's going on right now. This is a trial of the deep state players. The open borders, the failing economy, war, DEI, CRT, how they're calling us names, how they can't stand us, how they want to round us up. I think that's what Whoopi Goldberg said. And you can see that the people, they're going to make their ruling. And that's what this has been. This is one gigantic trial. And the people of this country, they are the jury. It's the court of public opinion. And Trump, he said that Biden and the rest will be tried at the ballot box this November. And he will be judged and convicted by the American people. Take a listen.
Crooked Joe will not succeed with these plans, and he will not get away with these crimes and their crimes. He will be tried at the ballot box this November, and he will be judged and convicted by the American people.
Absolutely. And Trump knows that they're going to try to cheat. He knows that they will cheat just like in 2020. They already know their plan. I think we all know the plan. But again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're trying to push them down this path where they try cheating and they realize they won't be able to do it. Now, they could try to cheat, but again, they don't have the same plandemic. They don't have the same mail-in ballots, the drop boxes. They don't have the same laws in place. This is going to be very, very difficult for them. But Trump, he did say something that's very interesting. He made clear that the goal of the Democratic Party was to sign up the illegal aliens to vote in the upcoming election, but added that they don't really need that because they do what they do is they use blank ballots. So Trump, he knows exactly how they cheated. They really don't need the illegals. The only reason they need the illegals is to actually mail them the ballots and actually have them send it in. But do they really need them to do that? I don't believe so. So I don't believe the ballot cheating is going to work this time around. And I do believe in the blue states, they're going to try to use these people to go and vote in person. But I do believe in the end, this is going to fail. Stephen Miller put this out and said, because he's pointing to ALX, which is pointing to a Daily Mail article, and it says the following. Trump claims Biden's border policies are a conspiracy to overthrow the United States and claims Democrats want to spin migrants up to have them vote in the 2024 in a fury Virginia rally speech. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, nullifying the laws and constitution of the United States to criminally import a new electorate is, by any definition, a conspiracy to overthrow the American Republic. This is inarguable. And yes, if you look at what happened in 2020, they overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. Are they trying to use the illegals to do this once again? Absolutely. Well, Trump, he let everyone know, listen, we can stop this. How can we stop this? Well, we need to come out in a massive amount of numbers. And we need to have a landslide, because the landslide would be too big to rig. Take a listen to what he says here.
I will secure our elections. Our goal will be one day voting with paper ballots and voter ID. But until then, Republicans must win. We have to win to get it done. And we want a landslide that is too big to rig. Too big to rig. That's what we need.
So basically, he's letting everyone know, listen, I got the people. I'm looking at the poll numbers. Right now, the number of people that we have on our side that's going to vote for we, the people, well, they're going to have a very difficult time cheating. And he's letting the deep state know, listen, yes, we're going to win in a landslide. The amount of people, there are going to be too many of them for you to cheat. And I do believe what Trump, the Patriots are doing is they're forcing the deep state players down a very specific path. Because again, what happens when the deep state realizes, wait a minute, we just don't have the numbers, because Trump has not 80 million, not 90 million, not 100 million, 120 million, 130 million. How in the world are we going to be able to pull this off? It's not going to work this time around. We don't have the pandemic. We don't have the laws that we have to place. And I do believe what's happening right now is that Trump doesn't want to just win by a little, by just overriding their cheating system. I think he wants to win by a lot. Now, again, if they decide to cheat and we have a landslide, Trump wins. But I think Trump is trying to push them into something completely different, because we know that war is approaching. We know they're going to use war. He knows that they're going to use war. And he said, if you elect me, I can stop the wars. That means something is going to happen in this country. And he knows that. And he's pushing the deep state players down this path. Because I think in the end, what he wants is he wants the military to come full circle. Because remember, when they overthrew the United States government, the duly elected president, the military was activated. Now with war, once we're attacked, the military then can be brought onto U.S. soil and they can protect the national infrastructure. Because if the national infrastructure is attacked, yes, they can protect it. The National Guard can protect it. And the elections are part of the national infrastructure. They can protect this, and we could still have the elections, which means if we use paper and we use voter ID and there's backup poll books, what happens? Trump is going to show the deep state players, I win, not just by a little, I win by a lot. The biggest freight train, red wave, landslide you have ever seen in your life. And he's going to shove it down the deep state's throats. And he's going to show them, look, I have the people. I mean, this could even be the Trump card if you really think about it. Because once this happens, it's game over for the deep state players, which means they're going to try to start war, which means they're going to pull out everything they possibly have. Because remember, they stay in power until Trump is inaugurated. But if they're starting war and Trump can have peace, I do believe the people, and I do believe leaders around the world, are going to call on Trump to actually usher in peace. The deep state, they're going to fight this every step of the way. Think about this. And they're not going to accept the election results, which means they will then activate their soldiers. They're not illegals. They're soldiers. It's the foot soldiers of the deep state players. But I do believe Javier Milei, he said something very, very important. He says, if you don't fight for your freedom, they will drag you into misery. Don't surrender. Absolutely. And Trump, He said this on Truth: "The great silent majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer." Letting you know, the people now are on his side, and I do believe that we are going to beat the deep state. We're already beating the deep state, and in the end, the deep state's going to realize they lost the country. All they have left is their little D.C. area, a couple of people in the fake news, the top brass of the FBI, DOJ, and that's pretty much it, except for all the illegals. And Trump has a plan to round them up. So in the end, the deep state will be left with absolutely nothing, because if you don't have the people, you don't have the country. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future: gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, an app. Absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Bitcoin ETF is all the rage. Investors feel mainstream adoption is on the horizon. Lawmakers also voted to set guidelines on when crypto firms should register with their Commodity Future Trading Commission or the Securities Exchange Commission. While this is good news, ETF only gives you exposure to crypto, not direct ownership. The whole point of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is to directly own an asset with finite supply outside of any government influence. My Digital Money can help you with that. With My Digital Money, you own your crypto whether you invest in a crypto IRA or with a standard trading account. Remember, it's important to diversify your portfolio when it comes to crypto investment. Direct ownership is important. Don't get caught up in the excitement the media is stirring. Nothing beats owning your crypto, and nothing beats investing in crypto through My Digital Money. Not only are you able to invest using a crypto IRA and standard trading account in one platform, you also have the assurance of your asset being put in a trust. No matter what happens with My Digital Money, your crypto is safe. So if you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. www.mattresses.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.